KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Problem with Privilege, a four-week class hosted by the Portland Underground Grad School starting April 4th at 6:30 p.m. This class is for those who want to name and correct liberal racism, who want to understand and interrupt isms, and who want to be a powerful ally and take on race issues and white fragility without co-opting the issues. Again, that's The Problem with Privilege, a four-week class hosted by the Portland Underground Grad School starting April 4th at 6:30 p.m. at Hatch, 2420 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Information on how to register for the class and more can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Lady at Oi, produced by Imago Theater. The play runs from March 11th through the 27th at the Imago Theater in Portland. Set in a hospital in 1956, the Lady at Oi is an erotic ghost story written by Yukio Mashima based on a 15th century Noh play. Again, that's the Lady at Oi, March 11th through March 27th at the Imago Theater, 17 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland.
Good evening. Welcome to the Sudden Radio Project. Thank you for joining us.
I can't believe I've never seen this before. It's proof we don't want to see what we don't want to see. You have a framed obituary hanging on the wall?
Well, not just any obituary. Louise Rainer. She's one of the great actresses of the 20th century. And she told Hollywood to go fuck themselves, especially Louis B. Mayer.
Great. Wonderful. But why is it on the wall?
She lived to be 104. She thumbed her nose at Hollywood and she performed Enoch Arden from memory in Berlin. She was an extraordinary woman.
Wonderful. Fantastic. In a drawer, in a file. On your hard drive. But on the wall? Is this what you're inclined to do?
You sound worried.
It might be presumed that eventually we'll move in together. And I'm just wondering how I feel about living with obits on the wall.
Are we moving in together?
I don't know. People do when they're seeing each other. It's good economy, for one thing.
I've read the couples your age don't live together anymore. I read in the Times that there are more people in long-term relationships living apart than ever before. Near each other, but not together.
You've been walking around with only one sock on for half an hour now. You're worse than a toddler. We have to be there by 6. Socks and shoes, honey. I can't believe I never saw this thing.
It's a reception.
Yes, but there's a presentation of art and a lecture at 6. Let's go, Terry. Get dressed. Do I need to put your shoes on for you?
Okay. I was going to wear this sweater. Is this okay?
Yes. I said so 20 minutes ago. You're ruminating about something. I sense it.
I know that most of the group will be your friends.
Our friends now.
Yeah, maybe. I just want to fit in with the look of the crowd.
Oh, I know what this is. Now I know what's up. It's the age thing.
It's just that, well, I don't want people to ask, you know, what's she doing with...
Well, you can't look 27 anymore, no matter how you dress, so knock it off. Look, sweetie, we aren't one of those couples of disparate ages who have problems, who are trying to work out some ill from our upbringing, all Freudian style. Older men and younger women are older women and younger men.
Although that is less common.
Get together for a lot of fucked up reasons. It's not us. And I've told you, I don't care what people think. Not our parents, our friends, or some prick at the next table.
I know. I don't either. Now, fuck them all with icy stares, but...
If we go out and I can see you when I look at you, the real Terry, then I'll be happy. I am happy. Nothing needs to change. Aren't you happy?
I'm so happy. Fuck yeah, and in love. It's the 21st century, I know. I guess I have some paradigm left on my plate from the last century.
We'll work it out. But later? Now will you please get dressed?
Okay, okay. Hold up a minute. There's something, I don't know, you guys are really in love, but there's just this one thing in the way, his ideas from the past. She's completely okay with his age. He isn't, of course. The rest of your world is great. I want us to feel like we've all always been together. I want to hear us talk to each other like we haven't talked to other lovers. Like the words are part of some part of new love. It's not the words. You have to feel it to be a couple. And even if you're only together for 2 months, I know what
good
I
luck
want.
Ditching cliche. We love him.
Hey, you. Hey, you. By the green room door.
Me?
Come here. Read this. You're the guy.
Me? Are you sure you want me to do this?
You're an actor, right? Like, you act?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have my headshot in the car.
I can see your head. Nice head. I'm sure it looks good on paper. Stand here. Let's make it a scrapbook. Can I get old paper? All right, good, yeah. Yeah, that's great. It's on the coffee table. Okay, cue it now. Hey, baby, what's this under the basket book? A scrapbook.
A little collection.
It's full of obituaries. You collect obituaries?
Sure, I guess so. Old stuff, yeah, I like to... They're like mini biographies. These are just a few I like.
Paul Muni? I think I know of him, but you keep it in the living room. Are you getting dressed?
Yeah, sure.
Thing is, at six.
Six, right.
You're like a three-year-old boy. Put your pants on, why don't you?
Yeah, pants. The thin ones, okay?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
This shirt? Or what about this one?
Yeah, how did you get dressed before we started dating?
I just, you know, I want to look...
Oh, fuck, honey. Is this the age thing again? Okay, you know I don't give a shit. I'm not looking for daddy. You're not after a last fling. We're not fucked up. If others think we are, then go fuck a rolling donut.
Right. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Listen, I'm happy for the first time in my life. My history was so awful. Therapy helps, but it's always a little bit there and in the attic, so you wonder if it'll all come back again, you know? I'm not trusting. I'm not comfortable. Like, as a rule. I'm not willing to stick around. But since I've been with you, that's different. I told my counselor I was happy. That's different. I didn't believe the words were actually coming out of my mouth. I never thought I could say them. I never thought I'm off my meds for the first time since college. You know, still, it's one kiss at a time. But my love for you is rock solid, and I need you, and I don't want anything to fuck that up, so don't. Don't start pouring bleach in my latte. Okay, baby?
Yeah. Right. I got it. We're good. But... people judge your clothes.
Tell them to lick bus terminal floors.
They judge you.
Let them eat cow brownies.
I know I shouldn't let it bother me, but it's part of the old stuff. Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint, you know?
No goddamn idea what you're talking about. Okay, I get it. The only people who matter is us. If we're fine, then the world is fine. You're not one of those people who really deep down doesn't want to be happy, are you? Listen, I cannot be with somebody.
No, hell no, no, no. I want to be happy. I am happy. I am the soul right now of motherfucking happiness.
Tremendous. Now put on your goddamn pants. They're here. Is my hair okay?
Terrific.
Nothing sticking up like a cell phone tower?
No. Terrific.
We good? I have you?
Yes. You've got me.
Kiss my foot.
Hmm?
Hurry up. Show me. They're waiting. Do it. My inner thigh tingled. You kissed the inside of my ankle. Remember that spot for later.
I have a list, honey. I'm yours.
Hey, you two. How's it going? Man, Thea, you look great. Really, like, you know, great.
Knock it off. He flirts. It's what he does. It doesn't mean anything, I think. I'll get used to it someday. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Annabelle. Thank God we could finally get together. Do you eat fish?
Huh? Fish?
Well, eat fish? You're having fish? I don't know. I could, I suppose. You have fish here? I don't smell it.
He's a vegan.
Yeah, sure, but I'm not a Nazi about it, you know? If you had beef and cheese, you don't have beef, do you? I wouldn't eat beef, but fish...
We have a gift certificate for Marv's House of Fish. We could all go for free.
Hey, I love that place.
He loves the waitresses. They dress up scale to match the menu prices, and he has trouble keeping his eyes on the food.
Oh, you've been there.
Just in the bar for happy hour.
Let's check out the dining room. Kim, you behave. Don't embarrass Annabelle.
I'm okay with that. I haven't been eating gluten, but I'll eat fish.
Hey, free beats vegan any day. For free, I'll even eat a side of beef.
No, you won't.
I might.
I'd kick you in the face first.
Let's have a drink before we go, huh? I made mimosas.
I helped. Is that okay? We have bourbon, if you prefer.
Well, no, I think...
We'll both have mimosas. You make them with grapefruit juice, as I remember, don't you, Thea?
Kind of you to remember. That was so long ago. I'll pour. Are we going on this winter trip or not?
We are.
You have a cabin or something, right, Thea?
My friend Erica and her partner have a cabin near Mount Rainier. They rent it. It's gorgeous, secluded, rustic, but comfy. 3 bedrooms.
You've been there?
No, but we've seen lots of photos. I'll send you the link.
Thea sent it to us.
Oh.
Is it expensive?
No, you'll love it. I mean, if solitude doesn't drive you crazy.
Actually, I could use a bit of solitude. I'm trying to finish my play. I need to have a place with no distractions. I don't mean when we're all together. I mean, well, if I like it, maybe I'll rent it on my own for a weekend. What are you doing?
What? Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if this was an optical line on the stereo. You don't see them anymore.
I don't know. We've never used that line. I plugged in normal wire. How about some music?
Alt hip hop? Like what underground used to be.
What's underground now?
There is no underground. There's corporate and the net.
Takes the acid out of subversive, doesn't it?
Hey, so how are you guys doing?
What do you mean?
You know, now that you're living together, is it still working out?
Hey, I don't want to pry.
We're good. We're doing really well. And living together is really easy. I mean, so far. Why are you asking?
I don't know. We were wondering, that's all.
The age thing. Are you dealing with it? Okay.
There is no age thing. Nothing to deal with. Not for us. And for other people, who cares? We're not together for all those wrong reasons that people of vastly different ages get together.
Hey, what's this? Wall of obits?
That's Terry. He likes obituaries.
You got rid of the scrapbook?
It seems more prefers to have them on the wall, don't you think? Like, where people keep family photos, audiences can see the frames better, too.
They're like little bios.
They are, and they're little history lessons.
Ironic shit, man.
Kim!
No, it's okay.
Not everything is ironic, you know.
Well, to each his own. This stuff goes down like butter. Could I have some more?
How are you guys doing? I mean, well, you know, since...
Yeah.
Fine.
The whole out-of-work thing, you know?
We're dealing with it.
It's not so bad. I'm digging it. Fun employment.
For you? I'm working for both of us. It's put a little strain on our lifestyle. I've used most of my savings to pay off the car.
Have you? I didn't know that.
No, you didn't.
I'm looking. The last thing people want to hire is a civil engineer.
Bad economy.
And sometimes I'm not so civil.
You've used that before.
A lot. Give me your glass.
I need some.
And me, too. I have to match Kim.
Howdy. Great day to travel.
We didn't know the blizzard would be so intense. We're going up to a cabin in Paradise.
Paradise? Hard traveling this time of year. You should probably stay here until you can figure out if they've plowed to Paradise.
I checked. They plow all winter.
Still. Be dark in a couple of hours. I have an extra room upstairs. You can stay with me.
No, thank you. This is Longmire, right?
Yeah, just about. I'll make you a nice dinner after I close the station.
That's a kind offer, but no thanks. According to the map, Paradise isn't really that far away, about 12 miles from Longmire.
But it's about 13,000 feet. And in this blizzard...
The town of Paradise is 6,000 feet.
Maybe. Wouldn't it be nice to be warm all night in front of a cozy fire after a juicy steak with a little whiskey and a blanket?
No, thanks.
I'll give you my private number. If you get stuck out there, call me and I'll come get you in the tow truck.
What did you find out?
Looks like it won't be a problem, especially since we're chained up. Brought salt and sand and a shovel.
Prepared, ain't ya?
Okay, tank is full. Only one thing I forgot, honey.
What?
Fritos. It's my travel food.
Yeah, yuck. Give me one too.
Will that be all, you two?
That is all.
Finally. I thought we'd never get here. It was a long 12 miles from Longmire.
Oh god, that fire looks good.
Get your stuff off and I'll make you a toddy.
I'll get the bags from the car.
Even in the car, I could not get my feet warm. I'm going to let him do the grunt work and park myself near the fire.
I'll get glasses.
Where's Kim?
Hiking.
What? It's almost dark. It's a blizzard.
He wanted to see some part of the mountain before the sun went down. I sent him to Alta Vista with a map.
Alta Vista? It's about 7,000 feet. He won't be able to see his own hand in front of his face.
He's a big boy.
What have you done? Listen, I know you're angry, but this is serious.
Angry? I don't think I'm angry. He can't help himself. It's probably not the first time. It's just the first time I found out about it. He's an actor who lived in LA for 10 years. I bet they all fuck around on their partners. I guess it's a way of life in L.A. Actually, Thea, I am angry.
I know. But Jesus Christ, Annabelle. You sent him to Alta Vista in the dark.
I wanted a little time alone. I needed a little solitude. I didn't want to be alone with him the way I was feeling.
Didn't you talk it out in the car coming up here?
He kept his MP3 player on almost the whole time. I didn't want to talk about it either. What's to say? He fucks some kid from work just because he sees her every day. It's like he's 14 years old. The point is, he never thought about me.
Alta Vista. That's suicide.
Fuck. I can feel it getting colder by the minute. Oh, if that's alcohol, put me down.
Hot toddy.
Put my name on one. Or two. Where's Kim?
She sent him out for a hike to Alta Vista at dusk.
What the fuck? You trying to kill him? You are trying to kill him, aren't you? Annabelle, what have you done? We have to go find him.
What, now? The wind chill has to be about negative 10. We'll all die. Oh, God. He's fucked, Annabelle. There's nothing we can do.
I was so pissed at him. And then he didn't want to talk coming up here. And then he practically ignored me. But he cheated, you guys. Fucked me over. He broke my trust. You know my history. I don't trust Easy. He knows my history, too, and he still fucked her.
We're people. We fuck up, and we fuck. We do some good stuff along the way, but we discover how to do it along the way, too. Making mistakes is a luxury of privilege. It's part of being a couple in this century.
It is?
You break up, you don't kill him.
Yeah.
I didn't kill him.
Maybe. You might have sent him to his death.
I needed time to think. I needed him to think about what he did and what's next.
It'll be hard when he's frozen solid. What do you think we should do?
There isn't anything to do. Not now. So I'll have another whiskey.
Not a fit night out for man or beast.
Hi.
On
never break your trust again, Annabelle.
Easy to say.
We are very happy to see you.
The rest of my life to repay the debt I owe. I've had a long time to think.
Take off your boots. Come over to the fire.
Here, I'll take that.
I love you like I've never loved before. It was like I was watching myself do it.
How did you find the cabin?
Huh? Oh, I had a headlamp that I brought, and I saw your lights about 2 miles away. It's beautiful up there.
Your hands are frozen. Here, wrap this around them.
It takes some of us a long time to mature, honey. And I think... it takes some of us boys a long time... Some of us...
What are you doing?
I want to do the line again.
You don't get to, Kim. The acting is gone. All the lines are for money now. You should have guessed that out in the snow.
What the hell are you doing?
I just thought... It's still out there.
Yeah, it's still out there. It's a real blizzard and not a cue. It's the real deal for all of us.
I do love you. Why do you think I was so angry?
I don't want to be a stat in a journalist's article. I want to be with you. I want to be together.
Ah, but it was not meant to be. They pledged love to each other, but broke up 2 weeks later over a spilled bowl of granola and the color of a cat. The moral of this story is...
Who are you talking to?
Oh, no one. I was just playing. Carry on. I'll pour.
What I thought about at the peak of Alta Vista was you. The beauty overwhelmed me. You overwhelmed me. I couldn't separate the two things. Damn, I wish I could rehearse.
You can't. Never again.
All right. We'll talk. I'm happy you're here. Lean against me. Yeah, like that.
Hey! Watch that blanket. Now that you're thawed, we don't want you barbecued. Ugly. But let's not play what if. He's lucky. If he had even fallen out there, it would have been curtains for him. Actor, curtains. I kill myself.
You were so serious when I met you. So tense. I'm glad you're more relaxed now. Don't overplay it, though.
I was. I had so much anxiety about us that I was watching instead of doing.
Not showing.
Maybe. Living this way is less work. Honestly, listening to them talk it out downstairs was clarifying for me, too. I kept thinking about what was at stake for us. I'm in it for the long haul. I hope we both feel that way.
I've been telling you. There's no forever except for at the end of Disney. But for now, I'm here, up to my neck. And if I ever feel I'm out, I'll tell you before I pack.
I'm good with that. Have you given any more thought to a tiny house?
Hey, a tiny house was my idea. Let's get rid of all of our shit and focus on doing.
I like the idea. Some guy near Orchards with farmland is putting a community of tiny houses on this property.
Orchards? I thought you didn't want to live in Washington.
What are you doing?
One of the reasons why I wanted to stay here for a week was to make time in the solitude for reading.
But now? After tonight?
It'll help me forget about tonight.
And here I was, thinking about the aroma and texture of your thigh.
What are you doing? What's that for?
Carving, I think. Yeah, it's a carving knife. But they probably don't do much carving here.
Annabelle? Are you still pissed at me?
Pissed. Pissed is what happens when you wreck my car. Pissed is when you go through my savings. Pissed is what happens. Pissed is what happens when you leave the lid off the peanut butter. I'm not the kind of person that has a trust account. You can't drain it and then make a deposit to bring up the balance. My trust is different. Get up. Get out of the bed. My trust is made of gauze. It might flutter in the breeze, but it's fragile. Once there's a tear, you shredded my trust. It doesn't come back. I've told you. You knew, and you didn't think of it once when you had her thighs on your ears, you fuck! I gave you that weakness to keep for me. Get the fuck out of the bed. Good. Now come here.
Annabelle?
To the window. Move, damn it! Look out. I bet it'd be beautiful if there was a moon. Oh well. Kim?
We can repair this. I'll do anything, honey. Anything.
Good. Then, jump.
It's freezing! You want me to... Honey, I'll do it over. We'll start again. I'll build up your trust if it takes the rest. We need to talk. We need... I'm going to... Annabelle?
No. No more rehearsal. You misread all your lines, Kim. Jump.
Walk down the hall to your left toward the blue light past the reactor room and the bridge. Make a left. The name's on the door. The only door. Fielding Somerset, detective. Listen, we drift. Is your ship tethered?
Yes.
Good. Good. The whole ship is fully oxygenated, and there's a faux gravity, so we won't need that monstrous helmet I see you in, nor the metal boots. Leave them in the vestibule.
The what?
At the portal where you materialized into my ship. Hey, wait a minute. You'll break it. Stop.
What is it? I didn't know how to get through it. Isn't it working?
Yes, it's working. Well, actually. All you have to do is turn the doorknob. It's a replica of the type of door they might have had in an office like this a couple of hundred years ago. Just... Come in.
Oh, lovely. This is very nostalgic. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Your office, well, it's like a museum. Lovely detail. What's this?
It's a phone. It's a telephone. A candlestick phone. It doesn't do anything, but I like how it looks. Have a seat. So what can I do for you?
Fits your business. You're a... I mean, you find things. You're a... Can't find your data card. You're a... I mean, you find things... You're up.
I'm what they used to call a detective.
You find things.
People, mostly. Lovers who skipped out with the money, business partners who embezzled, people, or creatures of any kind looking for someone who has money. You get the idea. I hunt for people. Or other species. People. Let's just keep it at people. For people who are looking for money, I get paid.
And what is your cost?
$18 million a day plus expenses, and I don't do divorce work.
Divorce?
Never mind. It's a little joke for myself.
I see. $18 million what?
Well, something equivalent. I'm not fussy. Since we're floating out here on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy, I expect you trade in money, right?
I have. I do. Is that what you prefer? Galaxy cash?
It'll do.
I need to know a bit about you. Is this your job? I mean, is this the work you do? Do you support yourself from being a detective?
17% of my time is terrific. Challenging. Lights up the universe. When I'm on a good case.
And does 17% make you skilled? Professional? What do you do the rest of the time?
The rest of the time.
Oh, no. Baby.
What the
Prunella mask back on and bring me that lotion.
You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous with that morphing tail hanging from your ass.
Come here.
I'll find you a better hologram if you soothe me one more time before my father comes home.
Your bosoms are like holy sacraments in this light, Mila. It's enough to start a new religion.
Oh, come here and pray to them, Fieldly. Hurry, have me. If my father finds you here again, he'll kill you this time, for sure.
Look, I try to equalize the unjust tendencies of the universe, all right? I support the underdog, the underprivileged, underserved. Can any man have a higher notion of the rule of right and the eternal fitness of things? Well?
I suppose you'll do. After all, there aren't many of your kind. Detectives, I mean.
It's a lonely party.
My name is Andrews. I want you to find a person for me. A woman.
A specialty. Where'd you lose her?
It was a long time ago. I was young. They put me into hibernation to make a trip from Station Qualen to Martura 6. You know, the government base for Quadrant 7.9. Or rather, the old base before the revolution. We were forced to leave, shall we say, abruptly. Whole databases and backups were lost. We were fragmented across the galaxy, some of us literally. Those people I've never seen again. I assume most are dead. The government now is on Station Tremlo for 7.9, and they have no information from before the fall except hearsay. To make a long tale succinct,
you.
This woman is the only link from my past. When I was brought awake, she was long gone. Now, since my own lovers were recently killed in an accidental pry and leak at my station, I'm eager to make some kind of a connection. Excuse me. I'm all alone in the universe, you see? I've been made an orphan.
Remake a connection. Do you have a hologram?
No, I'm afraid not. But I have this that I can show you. I'm not sure what they call it.
It's a digital picture. I remember those from Earth.
You were on Earth? It's been uninhabitable for...
Yeah, a long time. All your life, probably. Let me see. Not my type, really. Too skinny. She kind of looks like AI. It was all the rage at one point.
All the rage?
People liked the look, for a time. In a crowd, you couldn't tell the AI from people sometimes. Where was she when you last saw her?
At the government base. What was it like on Earth?
Hot, crowded, almost all analog. What's her name?
I think Amelia, I think. Or at least that is how she was known, I'm told.
How did she work?
Again, I've only got hearsay, but they say... Truthfully, an old lover of hers told me she was a syntho-nutritionist. Best in her field, they said.
She's female.
I'm told. But she might have changed now.
And you?
Yes, well, depends on my mood. My late friends called me Lavender.
Come here, Fielding. I'll get you up. We mustn't waste the week. We have only 3 days for me to play with you. And then my husband will be back.
In the next century, Simola, there won't be weeks or days. Or husbands, for that matter.
Then we'll have to measure our time in fornications, Fielding. Don't play hard to arouse. I'd say we only have about 12 fornications left before he gets home. You're not going all Lavender on me, are you? And I still have to prepare my report for the Galaxy Foundation, too. So, honey, grab the leather thing, too, will you?
I'll take the cash now and any database you might have that can help.
There isn't much. You see, Mr. Somerset, she's my mother.
Mother? Meaning guardian? Mother, you mean like birth mother? Pregnant 9 months, delivery, breastfeeding the whole pasty.
Yes, she must have had some obsession with the maternal instinct or former reproductive rituals or... But then she left me. Ironic. Can you find her?
I'll try. Keep the money coming to my account. Make sure you mark my beacon since I'm never in the same place twice. Talk to me soon. Track me in space. I don't use Minkowski space-time.
You use time dilation?
Sorta, yeah. Look, you'll find me. Or I'll be in touch when I have data.
Put the lights down, Fielding. I've consumed the iridescence. You'll love it. I'm kind of bluish, I think. My skin will be dewy, too.
Oh, yeah. You look terrific, my love. You are the quintessence of sensual. Am I detecting a little adorable roundness?
Yes, I'm pregnant. It's veridical. I wanted to see how they did it in the old days. You know, pre-science. It's lovely, beautiful, satisfying. And it's yours.
What? So how can you know?
I like it the old way, as you know. But I'm not above a Selleck test. You know, DNA. Don't look so gloomy. It makes me happy. Very. You make me happy. I only wish that you didn't have to go.
I have to go?
Oh, not now. But Coralie hates you. She'll kill us all if she knew we'd been dirking around together. The spawn wouldn't stand a chance. But don't worry about that now. She's on some damnably uncomfortable planet named Mars looking for her mother. She believes her mother to be some kind of aristocracy. She wants history to flatter her. She wants some sort of validation for existing, or being, or functioning in the stream. Let her, I say. If she has trouble living with what is, then let her find a way to live that makes sense. At least her anger with the universe might subside. She'll come back to me. I know it. We'll love and care for the little child as if it weren't yours. But sweet lover, I'll never forget.
No, Mr. Somerset. The only way to get rid of human crime is to get rid of all the humans. That will never happen since birth control moved into the lab. They've been making them on the assembly line like galaxy ships. It gives me great pleasure to pick them up in droves, send them through the continuum in some measure of dilation that will guarantee they will cause trouble no further. The system isn't perfect yet. My quadrant is safer, though. I get a bonus. I have equity. Our power continues. Soon, we'll be the criminals and we'll be overthrown. I'll escape beforehand to my tiny rock, collecting cash money, wasting time, and trying not to feel old. Your client is looking for his mother, you say?
Yeah.
Who looks for a mother? Good riddance. I had a real one, you know. Biology and all that balls. Can't remember. I turned out okay. We don't need a mother. Society is our mother. It raised me just like it wanted, just the way it needed to perpetuate society. Keeps us all buzzing, ain't it? Ideas?
Not a one. That's why I came to you. You have the most resources of any entity in the galaxy.
I do, don't I? I'm proud of that. Thank you. Here's a proposition. I'll put all those resources to work in your interest, old Comet, if you'll get that fat prick off of the little hover cabin I want at the edge of Lake Pacha on 16 Cygni BB. He's a nasty number, and a crime breaker extraordinaire. But certain members of the present government owe him favors, and so he's protected. I want him out, and I can't touch him. It's the most beautiful spot on any extrasolar planet. No one has settled on any Cygnus planet, not much. And it's truly secluded. Get rid of him. Don't tell me how. I'll find some trail of this mother of yours when it's done.
Mother of mine. That's funny, Captain. You know, I became a detective because I was looking for my own real mother.
Why in Kepler's name did you look for her?
I had a real mother, but lived without her and no sense of connection. The way that the lab people connect with their different lab moms. Some prick left me in the lounge of an old station, you know, the circle wheel kind. And I was partly raised by a data logger. Me. A foundling. I'm a foundling.
Find her?
I gave up. Staying drunk was a lot less work and less heartache. I'm sure I would have been disappointed anyway. I'll tap you when the cabin is yours and I'm not doing the legal work.
I can transfer it to me. I have the legal machinery in place. I just need him to voluntarily hand it over.
Consider it done.
Mr. Somerset, good of you to travel all this way. I'm told you won't use Mikowski.
My office ship is old. I prefer to keep off the continuum. When someone of your stature asks for me, Mr. Merritt, I'm curious.
Please, please, call me Sterling. Can I get you something, Mr. Somerset? You might be surprised to know I have some wine. You are old enough to remember wine, aren't you?
I do, barely. Yeah, I'll have a glass. Thank you, Mr. Merritt, or Sterling.
A glass of the open coat de Rhone for Mr. Somerset, if you please.
As you wish, sir.
Thank you.
Device. The name is Device.
Thank you, Device.
You're most welcome, Mr. Somerset.
I love a butler in tales, don't you? I have a sense of nostalgia.
I'm the one with a sense of the nostalgic. Your nostalgic is theatrical, bordering on melodramatic. An Earth-style medieval castle with stonewall holograms, costumes to match, a manservant AI looking like it was from a 21st century Earth. Red wine in a glass bottle. Old century music. Had you ever even been to Earth, Sterling?
Several times, when I was a mere boy. When my father conducted business near Exodus. He had, at the time, an extensive image library, which I must admit, affected me greatly. What interest have you in this woman you are seeking?
I'm working for a client. You know where she is?
I have her. She works for me. My ship is rather self-contained, you see. We work and live here. No one leaves.
She works for you. Is she captive?
Come, come, Mr. Somerset. I'm a businessman, not a monarch. She compiles holographic interdimensional code for my, what do you say? Melodrama. She's paid more of the most valuable kind of money than she could make anywhere else in the galaxy. She has absolute freedom within the boundaries of the ship.
Visitors?
We don't have many. There is a rigorous appraisal process we initiate for any candidate that seeks admission, as you might imagine. When I discover that someone is combing the galaxy looking for one of my employees...
Mm-hmm. I suppose the captain is in your employ.
Then I must investigate on my own. Tell me why your client wishes to find this woman.
Well, you may find this odd, but my clients are entitled to confidentiality. Yeah, it's an old-fashioned concept, but I'm nostalgic, you see.
In this instance, I must insist.
I must decline.
More wine. You're difficult, Mr. Somerset. You don't use software for business. You don't make notes of any kind. You don't make deposits anywhere. Your ship hides in corridors of the galaxy that make it near impossible to capture any images of you or your clients. I've assigned engineers to overcome these challenges. Not for you, understand, but for circumstances that may arise in the future. However, now I'm afraid I need the information you have in your head, and no matter of sophisticated algorithm can get it for me. Yes, there are drugs and devices and measures of torture I could use to extract the name I need. However, my experts tell me that even now, in this time, with all our current technology, that information would be unreliable. Also, torture is illegal across the galaxy, it would seem. What I inherited from my father more than any of the attributes of his personality is the deep-rooted, almost instinctual, clarity of path. Rarely does any obstacle defeat me.
I'm not the sort to be persuaded, Sterling. You'll have to do what needs to be done.
Yes. You realize that the trail to me ends with you. I believe that you haven't communicated with your client as yet. Without you, no one person can trace you to me.
Uh-huh. Well, the wine was a lovely way to go.
Let me just ask you, Mr. Somerset. You're not the client, are you?
What? No, I'm working for someone. That's an odd question, Sterling. I've never been asked. What makes you ask that?
Let's say your tenacious ethics. Rarely do I find someone who can't be bought, especially with a little intimidation.
You're holding something back.
Don't we all? You have some style, Mr. Somerset, and a little more what they used to call class. More than I expected. There's something disgustingly noble about you, as if a king was sleeping with the peasants.
The same animal which hath the honor to have some part of his flesh eaten at the table of a duke may perhaps be degraded in another part, and some of his limbs gibbeted, as it were, in the vilest stall in town.
Just so. It might not be apparent, Mr. Somerset, that I'm a very generous man. You might be astounded to learn that my high level of security is enforced with maximum strictness to protect, not harm. Does that surprise you,
I'm never surprised, Sterling. Almost never, anyway.
I'd hoped for a little creme brulee. However, my energy is waning. Stay the night, please, as my guest.
The night?
Oh, yes. We enact a 24-hour day with night and daytime. It's rather fun, easy to manufacture on this scale, and frankly, we find that a regular, unshakable temporal event, like sunrise, really helps employees work in shifts, especially the humans, who have an inclination towards being diurnal. So, please, stay the night. We'll have breakfast together.
Will I be alive for breakfast?
Oh, Lord. You attach to my influence a much greater profundity than exists. Now who's being melodramatic?
You might think that I'd be worried about my hide, wouldn't you, as I drifted off to sleep? Merrick could make me disappear without so much as a ripple in the galaxy. But the room was fully imagined as a period piece, Victorian, he called it, which meant nothing to me. Each detail was luxurious, perfectly part of the illusion. I seemed to forget that it was all false. Flickering candles, potted ferns, a canopy bed, and I settled down into it. Instead of a temperature dome, the bed had something called sheets and a quilt. The sheets were as soft a fabric as I've ever touched, smooth, an invisible weave, the color of a deep rose. And you will understand how I managed to forget about the impending peril and settle into dreams about Marianne Alphonse, who, on the circuit, called herself St. Vincent Millay's. Her skin. And it was real, by the way, so sweetly without pattern. I couldn't see a single pore, and yet, to my lips and my fingers, to my tongue, she was dense liquid. I could feel the depth of her touch pouring over me, kissing that delicate part of her leg, as satisfying as bathing in a forest lake on a new planet at the beginning of untouched time. Her voice at times could be so light, like the half-heard song of a bird carried by a breeze past her ear. Once, we made love far away from civilization in a deep, verdant forest on Cambrai, where I felt as if we'd been removed from time altogether. She, let's not forget, was an accomplished adjudicator from the notorious Black George on CG7, and I was barely feeding myself and staying alive in the shadows. When we were on Cambrai, though, we wrapped ourselves in sweet, thoughtful, compassionate gentility. We floated in language of sensual touch. Since then, I have carried the memory of her subtle smile with me to protect my spirit from the accumulated venom of the galaxy. I would give all I have, even life, to kiss behind her ear again, or to hear her sing a poem to me.
Forgive the intrusion, my good man, but you appear to be a late sleeper. The day has begun. Sunrise, roosters, and all that. Let's do breakfast. Device duplicated your clothes and improved them. Updated. You'll be pleased at the look and feel, I think. They're clean, at least.
And implanted, I expect?
Well, it's my duty to keep track of you now, friend. You are part of my little party, don't you know? Makes me feel emotionally paternal. By the way, of course we did a Selix scan when you entered.
A what?
First level DNA, you know. Just a little slight scan to place you in the universe. We do it for all our guests.
Sure. Fine. Have fun.
Anything you want to say to me?
Huh? No. Huh? No? Huh? No. No, I guess no. About what?
Yes, actually, I can see that you don't understand. Let it go for now. Device will lead you to breakfast. And please hurry, Mr. Somerset. Put your pants on. I'm dreadfully hungry, and I've waited for you to eat.
Put your pants on, Mr. Somerset. I'm
waiting. Put your pants on, Mr. Somerset. I'm waiting.
Oh, Mr. Somerset, you are such a late sleeper.
Put your pants on, Mr. Somerset. I'm waiting.
Oh, Mr. Somerset, you are such a late sleeper. You're so bad.
Mr. Somerset, come here.
At last, Mr. Somerset. Cook has just brought the kippers. It wouldn't do to have them languishing while you dressed.
Kippers? What the hell are... Really live this affectation, don't you? Doesn't it get in the way of your business?
Come. We have the ability to choose how we live if we so choose. Once on Earth, people were partnered. Married, they called it, by design. Expedient design to procreate. They were born into gender, status, financials, genetics, history, and personality. They were confined by procreation and its traditions. We, however, have been liberated by science and time. By dimension and time. We may choose, Mr. Somerset, even though most do not. But we could. We mustn't leave mercy to heaven, as they used to say.
Someone born on a reactor station, raised to work on a reactor station, doesn't have much choice, Sterling. And for Kepler's sake, call me Fielding.
They must decide, of course, what they want. Fielding.
But they need the perspective of another status to make a decision, just like your medieval peasants. Your privilege gives you luxury, Sterling. That has never changed throughout time. You should always be aware of that. You were born into what you have, this castle. I was born into an office ship in the shadows. We will both stay in our places, don't you think? That has never changed.
More coffee, sir?
Yes, device. I've never had coffee. It's rather good, thank you.
My pleasure, sir. Anything more, sir?
Not just now, device. Thank you.
I love the details of shoes walking coming from device. How'd you time the footsteps since he hovers?
Oh, Lord. I have no idea. I merely asked someone to do it, and they did.
Well, why not give him feet and legs?
Too silly. Counterproductive. What is it you want, Fielding? Besides the woman, besides women, what do you desire?
Finish the case?
Beyond that. Find the next person, yes, and the next, and the next. But what do you hope for in the future?
Future? To do what I'm doing. Eat, sleep, drink, have sex. To be left alone.
Imagine something more. What would it be?
I don't know. I've never had the luxury of imagining more. I can't. I don't want to be broke. That's about it.
But your ambition?
Ambition has been sucked out of me in like the garbage tube on your ship, sucking trash into deep space.
I see. Oh, well. I've invited one of my guests, an employee, to join us. May I introduce Lady Bellison to you, Mr. Somerset?
Hi.
How do you do?
Lady Bellison is in my employ, Fielding, and in my care.
Imprisoned.
Quite the contrary.
This vessel, through technology, is one of the safest places to live in the galaxy. The castle motif is not capricious. We have fortified the ship as would a medieval city fortify its walls. Therefore, Lady Bellison is truly in my care, and of her own free will. Isn't that so, my dear?
Absolutely. It can look like the one thing, Mr. Somerset, and be quite the other.
I can see she looks familiar to you, Fielding.
Changed somewhat from the old Digi I saw, but yes, I know who you are. What happens now?
That depends on you, I'm afraid. Here's what I propose. Let your client know you found her. Do not give her a position, but let him come here to live with her. What is his life like?
I haven't said he's a he.
He was born a male.
All right, he still is. His life seems, His life was severely altered by the revolution on Marturus VI, the government base for Quadrant 7.9. A good many people he knew died. I really don't know him at all. He showed up at the office, paid, and left.
Invite him.
So no one will ever see him again.
Come. Surely by now you can see my benevolence.
Yeah, I suspect it's a veneer, like this hologramic castle.
I assure you it's not. I'd acquired, accidentally, certain information against the state years ago, before the revolution. I had to disavow knowledge of Mathias and run, or we would have both been killed. I ran Mr. Somerset to the safest home I know, leaving Mathias to the fate of Marchura VI, but safer than with me. The trip didn't take a mere day, like here at the castle, you see, but several changes in life to get here. Long, long changes. I want my son, Mr. Somerset. I want him safe. I want us to be together. You see, his life is in your hands. And I'll tell you this for free, Mr. Somerset.
Amelia? I thought we agreed.
I trust him, Uncle.
Ah, Uncle. Yeah, I see it now. But you, your looks could be a very clever image, Lady Bellison.
Amelia, I'm not. You can test me later if you like. Sterling is my uncle. His sister Bridget was my mother. We can actually have lives here, Mr. Somerset, on this ship. Good, safe lives. To the galaxy, life is a matter of production or expediency. Otherwise, not worth comet dust. Not here. I didn't know what it meant to be human until I came here. I implore you. Let me have my son. Please.
There's a place for you too, Fielding. I'm sure you could find something you like. Do you see the similarity now, Fielding? The greater similarity. Broader picture. Amelia and...
If I refuse?
We'll find him anyway eventually. Take out the eventually for us. Bring him back in your little office ship. If you don't like being here, if he doesn't want to stay, then you'll both be free to leave with no repercussions. Really, Fielding, to what benefit would it be to have you killed? We're completely sincere. You have my word. I am in my best guise a gentleman. Do you know what that word means?
I remember. Don't hear it much these days. Yeah, I'll have more coffee.
I'll pour.
Of course I accepted. Did I mention he offered me 20 million in galaxy cash a week? A week? Do whatever I pleased on his castle ship. What would you have done? Turns out everything was real. Amelia wasn't a hologram, she was the kid's mother. He found work on the ship that suited him. Sterling decided to reimagine the ship. in the 19th century of Earth, since he was so pleased with the outcome of events. With a more modernized, as he calls it, estate.
The coarseness of a medieval castle is not synchronized to my feeling of well-being, said Merritt.
I had dinner, an evening meal, with them once a week, Merritt time, you know, and doing what I do best when I'm not detecting. Merritt thinks monogamy is becoming widespread in the estate. Till I find something else to do with my life, as he suggests, I can only hope that his prediction is wrong. Seems there is no end of sensuality here at the estate. I'd be foolish not to explore the joint, wouldn't I?
We would like to thank the many actors, writers, directors who have brought you tonight's program. Stay tuned next month for another brand new Sudden Radio project. This is theater for your ears. Good night.
Tiki Cha-Cha Club.